Some of us have been busier than others. Jessica's been writing a children's book and illustrating it.
Yeah, that happened.
Super cute book. It's called
Petunia's Potion.
And you can get it on Amazon.
That's true.
I have to put in a good word because it's so cute and it covers so many different subjects. So it's not only fun and cute and so well illustrated, but it also is educational. Now that you're dying of embarrassment, we can move on.
That's there. So that's probably the biggest reason why we've really not been great about podcasting.
Yeah, you've been super busy.
Yeah, you've been busy too, right?
I mean, just doing the regular old thing.
Yeah. What have you been up to?
Well, we've been homeschooling here and there.
Yeah.
We're probably averaging a couple of days at home that we do like regular lessons, and then
like 2 or 3 days,
probably 2 or 3 days,
yeah,
for a few hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then we both attend our commonwealth.
That sounds so official.
It's our
co-op
that we both attend. I kind of had to make sure that Jessica would come with me this year, so got her on board.
Yes, my kids love it. I think it's great.
It really is so cool. The ladies that we, the other moms, like, they're mm-hmm. so great, and I just learned mm-hmm. so much from them, so.
We were in another co-op, and I think it was so many kids, it just got really overwhelming. It was just, like, the perfect size.
Yes.
Our kids always are with us, and we end up saying the same thing, and they call us creepy.
Yeah, they say it's super creepy that we say the same thing at the same time.
Yeah, but it's the perfect size, and my kids love it. They get excited to go, whereas the last one, it was becoming a bit of a struggle to
get there. Yeah, it was a little overwhelming, and the classes were like Legos or Hot mm-hmm. Wheels. It was just...
There's a lot more substance to this, I would say. There's
totally
a lot more learning
agree.
That's happening, and it's been fun. They've had a blast with it. We do that once a week.
Once a week on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm. It's only a couple hours, so it's not something that, like, you're...
Right, you're exhausted from. It's like the end of the day.
It's great. It's been awesome. We do that once a week, and then, just like you, we're only doing lessons maybe, like, 2 days a week right now, which works great for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have you guys been doing on your other days?
We're usually doing 2 days of homeschool lessons at home, and then we have a day that we do co-op, and then we have, on Fridays, we go hiking together.
We do. Even though it's the dead of winter here in the Pacific Northwest, and the
rain
keeps
coming. I kind of love it, though, because no one's over there, too.
It's true. The trails are empty.
Mm-hmm. You get them all to yourself.
Yeah, which is great for us introverts.
Oh, yeah. What do you think we... are having to do differently in comparison to hiking during the summer?
Well, I think first, like, you have to really get over that mental block of, like, oh my gosh, it's cold and it's wet
mm-hmm.
and it's rainy and we're not gonna have any fun. Like, I feel like even though we've done this 100 times and we know it's gonna be good, you mm-hmm. still, every time you, like, look outside and you're like, no.
Yeah. I swear, every time we get out of the car and it's, like, it's pouring and we've put, like, 3 layers of clothes on the kids and ourselves, I'm like, is this worth it?
Yeah, every time you doubt.
And then by the time we get to the car, several hours later, it's like, it was so worth it.
Yes, we never have said that it wasn't. Like,
yeah, even when it's like we're being poured on.
Yes.
It's still.
Literally being poured on. Yeah. It's still worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's another thing is, like, those layers. Like, you have to have the layers, and then, you know, we both always have a clean, dry set of clothes in the car for them all to change into so they can be snuggly on the way home.
Yep.
And, like, you gifted me for Christmas these amazing waterproof pants that I am obsessed with. That way I can just, like, sit on all the wet rocks and stumps it doesn't bother me at all.
Yes, I need a pair too.
Yeah, you really do. They're fantastic.
Yeah, and then it's always fun. We always usually will go and get like a treat afterwards. Like we've gone and gotten ice cream before.
Mm-hmm. Or hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And we always bring a game that we can play like at the place. I'm sure the people who own these like little shops are just loving us because we just camp out for
a while with our card game and we all get hot chocolate and they're probably just like, what are you doing?
Hang
here
out
still?
And get warm and have fun.
Yeah, the kids love it. It's a nice way to break up the week too.
It is. And I always feel so good about getting myself out into nature and getting like my kiddo out into nature. Something about it is just so like rejuvenating, and it honestly makes you feel like you just like had a win.
Mm-hmm. Like I feel like I notice a difference when it comes to like when we're doing lessons on weeks when we haven't gone out.
Versus, totally.
Yeah. There's more of, they have more attention and I don't know. They just seem happier and the lessons seem to just go smoother when we've had that time outside too.
Yeah, I totally agree. It makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm. It's worth it.
Absolutely. Even though you don't think it is when you start. But we are seeing a little bit of sunshine.
Yeah, it's starting to warm up.
It's definitely starting to warm up.
We say that as we got like the most snow we've had.
Yeah, we had several days of sunshine and then bam, we get snow, which hadn't happened all winter.
Uh-huh. It, like, we had like a little bit of snow in the morning and then by like afternoon it was all melted, but it was enough that the kids were excited.
Yeah,
got to play
we
in
still
it
still got our little bit of snow this winter just at the very last moment.
Yeah, so that's what we do on Fridays. What else are you doing?
I've been trying to get the cousins together for a little for our little cuzzy co-op, as we like to refer to it. But, I mean, since I just have the one kiddo, it makes doing all of those other things so much more fun. So we have been doing all sorts of things. We usually end up reading the same books as read-alouds, maybe not quite at the same time, but it's been fun to be able to do, like, a little book club with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, like, we did Hatchet recently. We both read Hatchet. And it was fun to ask them, like, okay, what are some things that you would bring in your pack if you knew you were going to be stranded? And just, like, these fun questions for our little book club. So that was a good time. And then we always do lots of science experiments, those things that I just don't really want to get out and do work on while it's just the two of us.
Yeah.
It's so much more fun when we have extra kids around.
Yeah. I mean, my kids, it's their favorite thing to do is come over here.
I love it too. We've also tried to do some activities around like growth mindset. And so we've done some goals together. We've introduced like the 7 habits. Let's see, what are some other things that we like to do? We do nature projects and we've done a lot of geography projects too.
Mm-hmm. There's lots of other books that we've kind of traded between kids too. Like,
yes, that's been so fun.
Danny, Champion of the World is what we're reading right now.
And that was like a favorite in our family, so we traded. And then they just finished Lionheart.
The Brothers Lionheart.
Yeah, and so we've been reading that. And
it's so sad.
It is the saddest book. I was so mad in the beginning. I was like, how could you make me read this book? But it does get a little bit happier.
Yes, and there's some adventures in there too that was fun for them too. But
and the kids just like love talking about their books together. So it's been so fun to watch them like, where are you at? And what's going on in the book right now? So that's been one of the fun things that we've done recently too.
Yeah, it's been fun for them to swap books after.
Yes.
And trade from each other's inventory. So that's been fun.
Yeah, we're going to keep that going for sure.
I know. That's a good one. You're always doing fun stuff over here.
Well,
you did that paint thing.
Yeah, we do
what
some art projects too.
I don't even know what to call that.
I don't even know what that was.
They had like in spray bottles different colors of paint, and they had white shirts on.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a paintball war, but without like the hard balls that hit you and like hurt. It was just paint and spray bottles, and with white shirts, and they got to design them. And yeah, my backyard still has the effects of that going on.
When I came to get the kids, they looked like they had been like at a like rave or something because they've got like all these multicolors going on. It was awesome.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, you always come up with awesome things like that.
Yeah, it's just more fun together.
Mm-hmm. And then one day a week, I have a kiddo that's struggled quite a bit with some anxiety problems, so we have finally found a great thing that's working for him after lots of failed
I wouldn't say failed.
You've tried made lots like so of many different things to try to help with it, but I think that just having like a routine visit with a therapist that knows how to handle these things in ways that I don't, no matter how much reading I do, it's working the best for him. And so, yeah, it's been good. He goes every week, and we've actually been able to have it to where she's helping him with some food anxieties now, too, because he's the pickiest eater when it comes to food. He gets
all stressed out by it. Yeah.
Food stressing out, so. She's got great ideas on how to help him, you know, work through those worries so that he can try new foods. And I'm trying to think of some of the things that we did try before we found our wonderful therapist.
You had a worry basket.
We did. We had a worry basket. We had like a little basket where I'd put a couple different things. These were not my own ideas. These are like things I read about. But inside the basket, I'd have a few things. So he would go into a quiet place and kind of sort through the different things in the basket until he was feeling a little bit better. So some things I'd put in there was like mindful cards of like some different step-by-step things of what to do when you're stressed or worried, or some sensory toys. Then there's like we did a pinwheel, and that's like by blowing the pinwheel, it's kind of helping them to
do calming breaths.
Yeah, to breathe better and to kind of focus on your breathing. And just like little things like that. And I mean, that helps from time to time, but I think out of everything, this has kind of been the best that we've been able to do with him. So some things that she's taught him is like when they are really like stressed and worried and not really able to get out of that panic state of mind is to focus on the senses, because that can kind of bring you back to where you are, because I don't know, anxiety in general can kind of make you go to different places in your mind because you're so fixated on the stress of it, I guess, you know? So then it's just like having the child kind of go through like, okay, what's like five things that I can see in this room, and what's five things maybe I can smell or hear.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of is a great way for him to kind of come back to the moment, where he is. So that's a great one that we've used so many times.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Anyone else that's got a anxious kiddo that can benefit from it, because I remember just searching everywhere, like, what can I do?
Yeah.
That's never
it's hard to see. Yeah, it's hard to see them struggling like that.
Yeah, so therapy's been
the best. He really liked it too.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard a lot of other moms talk about like, oh, the child didn't really have a great connection with the therapist or anything. So a lot of people say to, you know, keep going until you find the right one. We were lucky enough to find a great one.
Yeah.
And she's super sweet. She was homeschooled too, so they get to kind of talk about that.
That's awesome.
And yeah, it's been awesome. So that's what we're doing one day a week too. So
that's
and then
really
there's always the dreaded chore day.
Yes. Oh, we have the dreaded chore day too.
Yeah.
Do
that on the weekend?
We do it on Saturday, but my husband works Saturday, so it doesn't really feel like the weekend to us.
Mm-hmm.
But since everybody else in the world is having their family day, we might as well truck through chores.
Right. I make my husband do
the chores with you. That's very good.
I'm like, okay, you're vacuuming today.
I should too, but then I'm always like, I just want to do something fun on his day off.
Right. My husband works from home, so.
Yeah, so you have more time
home
together.
A lot more, so I get that for sure.
Yeah, but it's not very fair that he gets out of chore day, though. Have him make it up somehow.
So how do you go about your chores?
So he has had these same chores for a little while now, mm-hmm. so he kind of knows what's coming up. And my kiddo is very strong-willed, so we worked out some very good habits, I guess, along the way that kind of help this go a little smoother.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, my attitude about it is, like, everything. So I've really got to get into, like, a good headspace before we tackle chores. But I think just, like, as far as, like, the chores go, the best thing that I can do is just kind of let him choose what chore he's going to do first. Like, giving him the power to choose has been huge in, our relationship being better. Like, so anything that I can, like, delegate to him the choice on, like, that's just a much smoother
mm-hmm.
way of doing things.
I mean, that was, like, one of the best tips you gave me for my little strong-willed child is whenever you can release that choice to them to make them feel like they have some power in yes. it, is, you know, it's just going to go so much smoother.
And
they feel like they are able to make some of these decisions for themselves.
Right. I mean, it means you have to, like, let go of all,
right?
You know, like, oh, cute outfits or, like, hairstyles.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was saying. We came
pretty
over,
much anything.
We came over today, and my daughter's hair is 3 sizes larger because she will not let me comb it. And she's also wearing mismatched pajamas, but I just did not want
to... You have to pick your battles.
I didn't want to battle today, so I was like, okay, you do you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's like letting go of a lot of that, like, control,
mm-hmm.
which is always hard for me.
Oh, yeah.
But life is much happier and better for all of us when we
right.
just kind of, like, you know, those things that don't really matter in the long term, just, like,
mm-hmm.
letting those go.
Yeah, I mean, when I can let it go, I try to.
Yeah.
It's like I could have been in an extra hour late
mm-hmm.
getting here, and she would have had her hair combed and been in clothes that made her very upset.
Right.
Sometimes
but
you just gotta
you're
choose
not, yeah.
what you're gonna battle that
Pick
day.
Pick those battles wisely.
Yes.
And
oh,
you have
yes.
to know going in, like, am I in a place right now where this is,
mm-hmm.
like, I'm ready to take this on? Like,
yeah.
if not, like, take some quiet time for yourself and get there.
Because those strong-willed kids, they will go down for a while.
Yes, they will.
they will
dig those heels in.
Mm-hmm.
And you will just not be sure that you can
yeah.
make it through.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So that's probably been the most helpful thing as far as chores go with him, is just, like, letting him decide what chore is going to be next. We turn on some loud music.
Mm-hmm.
We try to, like, make it as fun as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And just knock them out. Get them done.
Yeah. Do you have the same chores that he's doing?
Yeah. So he has the same chores that he does every week. There's one that, like, cleaning out his pet's cage. We have a little... what is that thing?
A leopard gecko.
Right?
That's right.
Our little leopard gecko. So we clean that out every other week, so that one kind of alternates depending, but everything else is the same chore every week, and so he knows what's coming, and then he knows he can trade out a chore and try something else, like, from the list. Like, he tried dishes one time,
mm-hmm.
and he was not a fan, but he had to, like, learn how to do it and
yeah.
see it through for, I think we made him keep it up for a couple of weeks or something.
Yeah.
Just so he could, you know, learn how to do it. And then he was like, no, I'm trading back. This is not for me. So.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, I mean, it's hard to get those habits, like, in place.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, like, he has confidence in his abilities. Like, seeing him, when he finishes his chores, like, he's so amped and just, like, very excited. And he feels good about himself. And he knows he's, like, contributing to the household. And we just, like... are a team about it, and I don't know, like, it's a positive feeling when, like, you're done, and even though, like, it's hard to get them, like, to the point where they can do it
mm-hmm.
on their own, and, like, it's worth it,
yeah.
I guess is what I'm saying.
Right, I mean, that's what I've kind of been learning, too, with my oldest. He really does not love cleaning, but he has
mm-hmm.
his own rhythm to it. It's like he wants to get them done as quickly as possible,
yeah.
and he has like his own things that he actually like enjoys doing. So I've kind of like learned like, oh, he loves anything that's more on the organizational side. So I'm like, oh, you want to organize the pantry instead of doing this?
That switching makes sense. It out. Yeah.
So kind of finding things that they make them feel confident in their abilities, yeah. I think is a great. And now my pantry looks much,
yeah, that's amazing.
Much better. So that's been a good one. And then we've been, they have like their routine chores that they do like on Saturday, and I just like laminated the chores, mm-hmm. and then they use like a little whiteboard marker to mark them off, and I don't know what it is about
marking
their little chore off each time, but it's a win for them. So that's been a great one. Yeah. And then I always bribe them at the end that we'll make a treat together after, so
yeah,
that's a good little trophy. Carrot. At the end. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Treats always make every chore easier, that's right. For sure.
Yes.
So that's kind of your week.
That's pretty much it.
I know, I'm trying to think about ours. That's pretty much how ours go as well. I mean, we have our Monday, that's when my husband's off, and we usually try to do something fun together. Mm-hmm. Not always, sometimes we do boring house projects, but we try to do something fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, summer's coming, so I'm sure we'll be doing...
Yes, we'll be living outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As usual.
All the lakes and rivers that we can find and waterfalls.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to be more on top of this, too, right?
Yes, we're back in it.
Yes.
For sure.
So what are you obsessing over?
Okay, I am obsessing over my new planner, which sounds so boring, but I...
Because you're the organizational
yes,
guru.
Yes, when you say that your son likes yes. to organize, I totally get that.
Very similar to
yes.
you.
I love having little boxes to check and checking those off, mm-hmm. and I just, like, feel so much better when I get things down on paper. I've just never been able to really, like, utilize technology... Well, even though my husband has tried so many times, like, he's gotten me so many apps and programs to try to organize me.
Doesn't it just make you feel so ancient? That's how my husband's
yes,
like, I don't,
he's
I don't
know.
He
just doesn't understand why I like paper and pencil.
I'm like,
he thinks
give
it's
me
so
a piece
archaic.
Of paper and I'm good.
Yeah, exactly. So, I have a golden coil. This is my second year having one.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love their setup. Like, they have even more, like, variety in their pages this time. And... you can just kind of customize your planner to, like, fit your needs, and I love it.
So when you, like, go online to order it, like, you kind of customize it before it gets to you?
Yes, so okay. You customize it before it comes to you. You can choose, like, if you want what kind of a layout you want, like, if you want a two-page daily layout or if you want a two-page weekly layout.
Mm-hmm.
You can do even, like, your meal planning in there. They have pages to help you meal plan or, like, keep up on exercising, or if you work from home or, like blog, they even have pages for that. So they really like cover everything, and you can just
make
it your
own. Do you use it like for like homeschool like layouts and stuff too? Like for
I do it for like the overview of like what we're gonna be doing, but I still love the little homeschool pages that I printed out.
Oh yeah.
That have like every single mm-hmm. topic, and I can check those off, which makes
me
happy.
It's a nice overview.
Yeah,
of
so it kind of tells me what, like, we're going into, what books I need to order.
Mm-hmm.
So I put most of the things in there. But, like, our daily checklist, when we actually do, like, our lessons at home, we have a list that we do for that I just kind of came up with. But
mm-hmm.
that's kind of what I'm obsessing over.
Mm-hmm.
I feel very organized right now. I'm sure it will last, like, all of a week. But for now, it feels good. And what about you? What's your current obsession?
So, like, for PE, we are usually, like, going hiking, or for, like, a hot minute, we did, like, push-ups and stuff, which my kids were,
how
like...
How did that go?
They thought it was fun, like, the first day, and then the next time, they're like, no, this isn't, this is not working.
This is actually not fun.
So, you had recommended this, like, YouTube channel. It's called Cosmic Kids Yoga.
Yes.
And we did that, and my kids were, like, loving it. They loved it. They have, like, these fun little activities, and she's talking to them throughout the whole exercise, and she keeps it fun and upbeat, and, I mean, all the while they're doing yoga.
Right,
so,
right.
So it's a win for everyone.
And she has so many to choose from, so
mm-hmm.
it's kind of cool. Like,
yeah.
Current characters. And
yeah, there's, like, Harry Potter
yeah.
and stuff like that, so we haven't even gotten into all of them yet, but it's a win for us. So I think we're going to keep that keep in our rotation going. For
no
a
more
while.
Push-up sessions.
No, that did not work out. But yeah, that's pretty much it. So
that's what we've been up to on our long break.
We're going to get it together.
Yeah.
All right. So until next time.
See you later.
Bye.